Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
Ikurok, Poonflay,
Bloodhunter, Half-Orc.
Tomo.
I'm playing Steve Tehuman. I am a human ranger.
Brayden.
Beleg Dagar, half-elf, hexblade warlock.
Caleb.
I am Kaito Itata. I have an axe. I'm a warforged barbarian.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
I don't like people playing with my boat, yo.
And they were ironing up our boat. We didn't like the way they were looking at our boat, so we started fighting.
We lit them up.
So, when the javelin hits Steve, an owl tumbles out from his poncho.
P.S. We have a badger.
Do you think I would have had enough time to get like an action command, like a sick command kind of thing? Crisblick, sick balls!
She misses with the bite, but deals mean claw attacks across this guy's face.
Get this animal off my
Crisblick.
Yay, Crisblick.
I'm actually going to use... I'm going to invoke both my weapons with Crimson Rite.
All three of these guys do not taste any poon.
Man, no poon for you.
Three lances pierce into Mickey.
Oh, shit. Well, might as well Eldritch Blast the new Hexed guy.
Kaboom.
Can I do it?
Crush.
Oh, it's a 5. 5.
And Gurm is coughing dark blood.
Oh, shit.
Can anyone save Gurm?
Sleep with one eye open. Oh.
Is he looking super shitty?
He took 3 lances and he's gurgling blood. I'm guessing there's internal bleeding.
There will be blood.
Yeah.
If I look turned around, would I think that getting over to him?
Well, you're about 45 feet away from him and still jumping up to the main dock. So you can definitely see the scene of these new lancers who are approaching from the south. And Gurm doesn't look good, but I mean, he hasn't taken any more damage.
He's still upright?
Yeah.
Okay. He's still upright.
I was just giving flavor while you were sorting out your porn skills.
He's just talking some shit.
Sorry.
Take a salt.
So I am going to move up to this guy, the one that's not hexed. The one to the right of him. Whoop. And I am going to roll attack with my glaive, my hexy glaive.
Roll it up.
And that's a 15.
Versus AC, that hits.
Yeah, so I roll a d10 and add my charisma modifier. A 9 plus 3, so 12 damage to that guy.
Describe how your damage turns to death.
Oh, I like run up and I just do a full 1 to 7 swipe through his torso. Oh no, no, I run up and I do a 7 to 1 swipe. I go up.
Upswing?
Yeah. I do the upswing. Because on my bonus action, on the upswing, I turn my attention to the hex fucker, and I go to hit him with the butt end of my polearm.
Holy shit. Yeah. There is just an explosion of entrails and a plume of scarlet into the air as you go 7 to 1 up and then whip around, and with the butt end of your pole arm, you are using a bonus action on pole arm mastery on the next guy?
Yeah, and sweet. I rolled a 4 plus 5, so that's only a 9. So I almost look super cool and kill you guys with one split.
So the 9 doesn't hit, but your polearm does come around, and but it just gives the power of like somebody nudging you in the ribs.
Coochie coochie coo.
And Kaitoa, you're up. You are just covered in blood from multiple halves of brigands in front of you. The pool of blood now where you guys are standing is, you know, the size of a nice living room rug. You're up.
Yep, I'm going after the same guy I did last time. Do I think the guy Krizblik ate his face?
That's right.
And yeah, same thing. Ooh, 18.
That hits.
I can roll another one, but I'm not going to. And that's like, I'm still taking that minus
Why
5.
Why don't you? You got a
20, man.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
No, it's an 8.
8 will do.
But still, I'm taking the minus 5 plus 10 still. So I get a d12, which is a 9 plus 10, 19 plus 3, 22.
Yeah.
Oh, damage.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I'm guessing he dies.
There is
power strike.
There's an axe coming down in the high noon. Aaron, you actually hear Kaitoa just now. A bell toll. Far, far off into the city of Polb. It sounds like something from deep into Polb, where you saw those spires and towers. So miles away, you hear this bell ring out, and as your axe comes down and kills this guy, what happens?
So I come like with a, I guess from like, I guess his top left down towards his bottom leg. And then as I cleave him, what I'm thinking is going to cleave him just right in half. I come back up with another swing because with my great weapon mastery, if I crit or reduce a creature to 0 hit points with 1, I can make another melee attack as a bonus action.
Whoa.
So I'm going to hit the guy right beside him.
So you're like slicing into cheese twice.
Yeah. And that's going to be a 6 plus 3, so a 9.
Oh, and the guy to the right.
Well, I guess I got to roll for an attack on him first.
I don't know. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You just get a whole extra attack as a bonus action.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
That's fucking awesome.
It's going to be 16.
That hits.
Yeah.
Well, just like you described, Kaitoa, your blade goes in and ends a life and comes out and then buries itself back down into the next brigand here, whose buckler, I mean, he puts it up to shield himself against your axe, but your great axe just blasts through, splattering arm, a bone, and shield all over, and this guy looks bloodied.
Sweet.
Jesus.
Okay, so who's alive around us right now? Can you throw some of them red X's on?
There's the hex dude, the guy in front of you, and then the guy I just hit.
The guy in front of me is dead, though, right? The one I cleaved in half.
Oh, right.
No, the one that you cleaved in half is going to go on and think about his life, go back to his wife. He's going to have a good life. No, he's dead.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
he's just
Robin,
falling back and is shaking it off.
I can take a movement, though, can I?
Correct. You've done, so bonus action, you haven't moved at all. So yeah, you can move away, you'll incur 2 opportunity attacks.
Oh, right. Even though they're, never mind then. Yeah.
But your companion, Krizblik, is a paw deep in dark scarlet and leaps up on the brigand beside Beleg, who has been hexed and just got kind of prodded in the ribs as Beleg finished his 7-1 and 1-2 move, and this bite attack is going to
kill him.
Totally hit 18, and he's going to deal Now that's uninspiring. So Krizblik's just going to knock this guy over on his back. He is prone, and Krizblik is having a field day chewing away at this guy's neck. You guys look backwards onto the southern part of the dock, and there are those five lancers who have advanced about 15 feet, and the remaining two down on the boardwalk, although hard-pressed to do anything to save their lives, take out their weapons probably for the last time and take a swipe at you. 13 Beleg. These aren't bad rolls. Fuck.
No,
you know, that's really chainmail. It's always 15 with you fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bounces off your chainmail. And old 15 plus 2. That's 17 versus your AC. Look at that.
My AC?
Ta-ta. Oh.
Yep.
You're going to get
nothing.
You're going to get 12 damage.
Oh, good.
And
what was his attack roll?
And this last fellow here, who you've seen all along, you know, was arrayed slightly differently and definitely better in combat. He pierces right between two of your armor plates for this damage roll. Is that half, though?
Yeah, but okay. I take half, so it's six.
Six.
But what was his attack roll?
It was 17.
Oh, was it? Okay.
You mean versus AC? 15 yeah. plus 2.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, I just didn't hear that. Yeah, I take 6.
And down then at the lower level, they've taken their move. Rook, it'll move to the three in front of you, and they're all going to simultaneously.
I've got a question. So, I didn't kill the guy right in front of me with my 2-9. Like, my first event, or my first hit to him was a 9. My second hit to him was a 9, so that's 18 hit damage, right?
You're talking about this guy shimmying around in front of you?
Yeah, so 18.
That's right. He's still standing.
Fuck.
You guys have certainly gotten the impression as you waste a couple of these foes that you are dealing with two different sorts of training and armor. As I said before, this is not a cohesive group. They all seem to have their own look and armor, but you're clearly cleaving some people in half and others not so much.
Shit. Okay.
Well, this is quite the experience bath.
Yeah.
7. So that doesn't do it. 9. That doesn't do it. 12 plus 2 is 14. All three of these guys, again, you're bobbing and weaving. Rook, you managed to get away from all three of these melee fighters. And although the javelin throwers have exhausted their ammunition, they come right up produce small daggers. Oh, it's a table roll. Oh, fuck. 11 plus 2. Fuck, that's not going to do it. 20. Not 20.
Oh no.
Fuck. So,
I mean, I guess you were due.
Probably, I would imagine it's the undamaged guy, the guy who's taken no damage, who manages to, like a little rat, as you're bobbing and weaving, scurry up and just dig one into your midsection from the back, from the flank. It's a dirty move. You're going to take 6 damage.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, okay.
And then
that's
finally, the lance throwers, they come from the south, this vanguard of 5, and they throw... Oh, no. Oh, God. Holy shit. Hey, 3 more of these lances fly at Gurm Mickey and hit him. Although 2, you'd miss the mark. You know, there's now like 10 javelins almost making a cage around Gurm. And he's going to take 3. So 3, 4, and 4 is what?
11.
And yeah, you see Mickey again take a couple of lances to his extremities. It looks like he still may only have one, piercing him through some real organ regions, and I don't mean the musical instrument, guys. And nonetheless, he manages to raise his crossbow, which has a curious ability to fire rapidly.
Mickey is looking like Leonidas.
And he only gets off one shot.
Fuck.
And it hits one of these guys in the leg, but it does not stop their onslaught. And they're upon him with the remainder of their move. Several dash forward. Top of the order.
Are they all
Steve Tehuman?
Are those guys all in fighting range of Mickey? Are they just
only
sort of...
one has entered melee range, one has held back, and three, again seeming to be out of their long lances, have drawn melee weapons and are approaching. First, Gurm from the south, and then in succession, Steve further north, Rook, like, really engaged now with, what, like, five? And yeah. Then down near the lower section, I mean, it's Margarita Central. I can't tell the difference between bodies and pulp.
Poor Gurm. Oh, man. Shit, I don't have too much I can do as far as removing multiples out of the way.
At this point. Rook is priority right now, too.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so all the guys with the red dots have been damaged.
Yeah.
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 my owl flies up past to this guy here.
Okay, your familiar right owl is now swooping in again.
Yeah.
Prince stole us.
Going in for another dive bomb. And then as he flies away, I'm going to bonus action to transfer my hunter's mark to this guy. The guy just to the right of Rook. And I'm going to throw another dagger I'm going to try in.
Wow. Well, let's hope he heard what his mother taught him.
Oh, nat 20 on the advantage.
No!
Oh, man, this is gross.
He did not hear what his mother told him, which was duck.
Okay.
Hope he doesn't hear much more ever again.
14 plus, so 29 damage.
Oh, what?
Hey.
He takes a critical hit of 29 damage.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that max damage?
Yeah.
It must be close.
Well, because I've got the Hunter's Mark on him, so it's basically 2d4 plus 2d6 plus 5
shit.
Plus 10.
Nice.
Okay, so from down the docks there, 30 feet away comes singing through the air, fast and straight and right on point into this guy's ear, you said, and his head is, again, it's like a miniature explosion of brains out to the side. And Rook, one of your foes has been dispatched, you know, as if by God's hand.
Guts off of his ear.
Gray matter everywhere.
Your hunter's mark then, does that move on?
So I have to keep concentration. As long as I keep using my bonus action, I can either keep it on a target or move it to a new target. So now that guy's dead, provided I use my next turn's bonus action to move it to someone else, I keep it going.
All right, Tehuman, is there anything else you'd like to do in this scene? You got movement, interaction, I don't know. Do they still do that?
I think I'm good.
On to Rook. One less brigand vying for your blood. But you still have a real challenge in front of you. Four brigands, one of which, yeah, you certainly note as you pluck away at his HP, he is not going down.
So that's this one, right? Immediately to my right.
I put a little ninja symbol on him.
Okay, I'm going to mark the guy that you just put a ninja note on, but also directly in front of me. That's who I was going to do. I'm going to hit him with my blood curse, which is Curse of the Marked. And that will give me my Crimson Rite damage. If I deal it to him, will be doubled.
Huh. Oh, shit. So that's doubling a d4.
Yeah.
Nice.
Stacks on stacks.
Yeah. So I'm going after him, I guess, with my right sword, and then with my left sword, kind of a backhanded, almost like a slap, but with my short sword, I'm going after this guy with the skull that I hellish rebuked there.
So what you got, a couple rolls in front of you. Roll first against the hard to kill, and you're going to double down on your crimson damage, but roll first. Against AC.
That might be a tough one. that's going to be... Shit, that's a 12.
Yeah, you got anything to add to that?
That is with my head. So, not doubling on my crimson there.
What's your offhand attack?
My offhand. 17.
You!
Got hits. And this guy seems to... not be having a great day. Roll damage.
So that's going to be a d6. Yeah, he's going to... I think he's toast here. So on my initial attack, that's going to... D6, it's a 10. And with my Crimson Rite damage, you can add an additional 1. So it's an 11 total.
And this guy falls back, and you hear a whole bunch of coins just spill out of this guy.
I'm grabbing those coins.
Yeah, coins roll across the stone jetty here, and you are... Anything else in your move there, Rook?
My repertoire? No, no.
Okay.
Can I grab those coins?
At the moment, no, but they're definitely rolling off this way.
Okay. I'm going to take note of that. Yeah.
We're back to Bellig, down in the lower portion of the dock.
All right.
Krizblik is just in a frenzy right now. You're almost a little afraid. There's a rage that seems to have taken over Krizblik as she just tears away at flesh and entrails. And
so is that guy to my left, is he dead yet, or is she just like...
He is being torn apart by Krizblik.
But he's not dead.
You imagine if you did nothing, he would probably not be long for this world. And the other fellow in front of you is, again, one of these hard-to-kill brigands. And here come the cops.
Yep.
Po-po. Might I say, I'm going to just jump in here. This Lattice 2017 tastes phenomenal right now.
Oh, dude, God. So fucking good.
Oh, nice. What's everybody drinking tonight?
I've had a Drawn to Light and drinking some Gosa right now.
Oh.
I just had a Drawn to Light the other
so
night.
So
good. Kid.
Yeah.
This Lattice is blowing my mind right now.
Oh. That's fucking amazing.
Damn, that's good. That's aged well.
Whoop, whoop.
It's our beer shout-out time of the night. I try now to pick beers, and I open them based on what you guys do. It's fun for me. I have to do something. So I had a couple, but you know what I picked tonight? Fuggles and Warlock Destiny IPA.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good beer.
That's getting me drunk.
And that's the main point.
Right. Indeed it is. Bellig, scene in front of you. Yeah, Krizblik at the Carnage Buffet, and the one fellow hard-to-kill brigand still standing.
All right, I trust that Krizblik and Kaitoa should be able to do some damage to these guys. And I look back to Mickey and cast Shatter on the four guys around him, or in front of him. And I should...
Yeah, I think you're in range. Let's have a look.
I am in range, so there's 60.
What's the last radius of Shatter?
10, and I don't hit Mickey, but I hit all four of them.
Okay, it's going to take all of your concentration, but you cast Shatter in a way just at the back of this formation of Lancers who've discarded their long-range weapons, and they seem to be brandishing melee weapons. And what do? Do they just roll a saving con?
Yeah, con save. And my spell DC is, I think it's just 13.
Okay. I like how you just skyhook this Shatter bomb from the lower docks, just like from downtown.
Skyhook.
Yeah. Just lob shot.
Dr. D.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that doesn't do it. 10. And no, so 10 plus con 1. No, that doesn't do it at all. They fail. They're gone. What do you deal on your Shatter damage, which we know is some of the most shocking ways we've seen to kill a man in this campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a 6.
And that's saying a lot.
And a 5. So that's 14 damage to all of them.
Each?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get to divide 14 by 4?
Nope.
Nope.
Alright.
They're all dead.
As you point your finger towards them, I mean, if they were mid-unsheathing of weapons, all of them clutch their insides, and you've dealt a total of... Like, what was that, like 56 damage collectively?
Yeah.
What? All right.
Fucking awesome AoE.
And the final Lancer, who was not, thankfully, in that party, takes note. And you can see him actually start to check his advance.
I wink at Mickey.
Okay, we'll see if Mickey sees you.
It's just in between of all the javelins.
He does not. You see his ridiculous
gurgling blood
pointed hat start to droop down. And although he's not, you know, prone, he's now down on one knee and his crossbow is lowered.
All right. Whew.
That's everybody in the party, eh?
Yeah. Does Krizblik have her attack? Or dang, Kaitoa hasn't attacked yet either.
Kaitoa and Krizblik.
Oh, right, yeah. K&K, bring us home.
Okay, well, this ninja dude is gonna get the same shit as I always do.
Yeah, this last guy has really dodged and managed to survive his companions. Roll it up, Kaitoa.
First is a 16, second's a 5, so I'm gonna take the 16. For an attack.
That hits.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I dropped it between the cushion.
No, not a cushion roll.
It's a 15, 18. Yeah.
Oh, so this guy's dead.
15 plus 3, so 18.
Okay, if there was ever any hope to question anybody on the lower docks, this ended that.
So after that attack,
he totally feels the full weight of your axe coming down, Kaitoa.
Okay, and then
it's okay. They always have notes in their pockets.
Yeah, the follow through of that comes. I turn right around, and it comes down on the guy that Krizblik's fighting. So I get my second attack because that guy went down. So a 16 for my attack hit on him.
Oh God.
Does that hit?
That hits.
And I get a 10 for damage.
Yeah, have you guys seen the movie Irreversible?
Oh fuck. Are you talking like fire extinguishers?
Here we go.
Yeah.
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 And Krizblik As you dispatch first one foe here, this formidable foe, Kaitoa, to your front and center, you move to the right, and you just turn this guy, you know, into the ether. Krizblik, you notice, has been shaken, not by the bloodshed, but by something else. And Krizblik has run underneath the stairwell that goes up to the higher level of the jetty here. Something spooked her.
Kaitoa killing two dudes.
Oh, you get the feeling it was not the bloodshed. I mean, she was literally lapping up blood and chewing faces. And so, Kaitoa, you now have around you no living foes, and you still have your movement.
Yeah, I am going to move and go help my buddy Rook.
Okay, so you dash up the stairs, and you could make it, you know, almost within range to stand side by side with your companion Rook.
I'm going to move here, because I believe I can.
Do it! Do it!
Yeah, I'm going to move here for 30 feet.
You're up there now on the stone jetty, Kaitoa.
Yep.
Krizblik has taken her move, and for, you know,
Belleg's gonna have to
from the eyes of the party here, only Belleg can see and be assured that Krizblik is still there.
Oh, yeah, and she's running away, right?
She's just hiding behind the stairs.
Oh, okay, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, it seems to be spooked and hiding. So you now hear the unmistakable sound of steel on armor as four brigands to the south descend upon Mickey. And
no,
he's making
Mickey,
a
no.
valiant effort. He's shoving out a little dagger in between the wall of lances that crisscrosses around him. You can see certainly one of his legs is pierced badly. And
it's like Boromir style. Just like stabbed.
I thought those guys were dead. Are they not dead?
Didn't the Shatter kill those people?
Yeah, those four guys.
Oh, it didn't kill them.
They certainly felt some terrible, terrible shattering damage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, these four brigands around Mickey, only one of them seems to be able to get through his defenses and land a blow on him. Although you don't hear any sound from Mickey, you also don't see any movement.
Ooh, shit.
Rook, the only other adversaries are directly in front of you, and although Kaitoa has dashed up here, he's just making it to the scene, and these three are going to, two of them, attack you, Rook.
Hit me.
15 meets it, 13 does not.
No.
Oh, that's a table fall.
Off the table. Yeah,
5 and 2, 7.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. And the third one's going to go for you, Kaitoa, as you brush past him. Oh, it's a critical fail.
Nice.
And not only does he whiff, but he stumbles. And probably anybody who has an attack on him will get advantage.
Oh, I got advantage on
him. He's doing one of those, like, stumble forward. He's not falling, but he keeps on, his momentum just keeps on driving him forward. And you are
who
up,
hit
Steve.
Me? Who hit me?
Oh, you were hit by Ninja Man.
Rebuke.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
How many times you got that rebuke?
Tomo?
Well, how many spell slots do you have?
I've only got one.
Oh. Yeah,
then it's burned.
It's just the one.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Yeah,
that's a great answer, Jenny Rulo. Tomo?
Tomo? Judges?
So
can I call it Tomo on this one?
I got a tag. Phone a Tomo.
We are now going to the Japanese judges.
You're up, and what a scene, Steve, as your owl circles over ahead. You're in pole position.
Alright, owl's flying down to this cat here.
Owl's flying high.
doing his weird,
you know
how I feel,
doing his little feathery thing, and then piecing out to 15 right there.
I gouge.
And then I'm going to bonus action Hail of Thorns, and then hit that guy with a power dagger.
Okay.
So this center guy here, I think Hail of Thorns will hit his two buddies on either side. But first, I got to hit him.
Roll it up.
So that is a 14.
That hits.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed, these lancers are a little squishier.
Okay. Well, yeah. The first guy's going to eat some shit. So he takes... so the middle guy takes... 18 plus... I guess he's got to make a...
Does the center guy make a constitution?
He's got to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, a dex. Oh.
Yeah.
19.
Ugh. Yeah.
Okay. So do they all save then? Okay.
Does that prevent the thorns from flying?
No, it just halves the damage. Okay. So one guy takes 21 damage, and then the other two take 3 each.
Right. So the centermost guy who you targeted takes 21?
Yeah.
Well, he'll take that to the grave.
I'd hope so.
And the his guys who are flanking him take...
3.
Okay. And they, they feel these tiny thorn projectiles all over every part of their exposed non-armored parts. Oh, they fly back. And this main guy is literally stopped dead in his tracks as he prepares to swing down upon Gurm / Mickey. He's killed.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve, next comes Rook.
I'm going for Ninja Mask, fucker. Both of my swords. That's who I'm attacking. Taking this fucker out. 16 on my first sword, and 19 on my second.
Nice, dude.
16 and 19 both hit.
All right, so let's do this, you little shithead. So the first one's gonna be 5 plus 4, so that's a 9.
Nice.
And second one is going to be a 10. Plus 4 is 14, so 24.
Okay, describe how with your quick succession of well-placed and really well-executed short sword thrusts, you turn this guy from the living to the dead.
So with my left hand, I'm going to, again, backhand slash this fucker with the outside of my blade there on my left hand, and as I do that and come across his face and take my right hand, almost jumping, and come down and thrust it through his left eye straight into his brain. Put him to his grave.
Just like that, his life expires like a candle. He is snuffed out, and to your right, you have a couple of these brigands who seem to be now, although one is damaged and immediately engaged with you, terrified of their predicament.
And the other guy's stumbling still like an idiot.
Precisely. Outnumbered and stumbling. These two are essentially between you, Rook, and Kaitoa. Beleg.
Save Mickey,
you now, down in the Lake of Blood, are alone.
With Krizblik.
Krizblik!
and Krizblik is... You can just see a badger tail underneath the stairs that lead up from the lower dock to the upper dock.
Coward.
Alright. So I transfer my... transfer the hex, bonus action, transfer the hex to the guy closest to me. This guy has the hex on him now.
Copy that.
And try to catch or cast Eldritch Blast on him, which has like a range of 120 feet. and it whizzes past his head.
It was below a 13 or a 15.
I rolled a 5 plus 5, so nice. It was a 10. Yeah. But I still can move.
You got to remember there's like a 10-foot wall there.
Yeah, I know. See how close I can get. And that's my turn.
Belleg, you're done your move. Okay, Kaitoa, what you doing?
Kaitoa.
I am going to hit this stumbling fool. Same thing. I'm doing my great weapon mastery. 18 is my first one. And a 10 is the second one. So I'm definitely going for the 18. Does that hit bumbling fool?
You're rolling on advantage. The 18 hits.
Okay, so my first one... 15.
15 damage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just stumbles.
He was almost, it seems, turning himself away from you. And yeah, you bury this axe into his back. And you feel that this guy is probably... So Kaitoa... And sorry, who's your second swipe at?
I don't have one unless he died.
Ah, he's got to die. Yeah, no, you get the feeling he's not dead because he's still moving.
Well, yeah, and that's my turn.
Let's see, can everybody roll a perception?
Fuck, that's a 5.
Perception.
I got a 10.
19 for Steve.
You.
That's kinda like 18.
18 Rook?
Yeah.
So both Rook and Steve, you hear what you know to be that sort of low, guttural sound from Krizblik. And although both of you can like see the bloodshed and Blood Lake down there on the lower dock, you can't see where this sound is coming from. Rook, you probably don't give a shit.
No.
What's wrong with Krizblik?
Yeah, but, you know, Steve, you definitely hear, that. And then, again, the sounds of sword and parry from Mickey and his assailants. Two of them managed to breach his defenses.
I'm glad we never see... fought Mickey.
Okay.
Some hits.
you see like a pin cushion. The Mickey only seems to be waving an arm in desperate defense. The final Lancer you see turn tail and run. And that fellow Kaitoa that you just took a nice slice of ham off his back, he also runs. And he'll take an opportunity attack from Kaitoa and maybe Rook too. Yeah.
Okay.
As he runs to dive into the water.
Fucking right.
13.
That is an 11.
Yeah, so I think, Rook, you're still too engaged with these last couple swipes. And Kaitoa, you try to double down on this guy, but he manages quite a dive into the docks about 14 feet down with a splash and a plume of water. And he's gone down out of view. The last fellow in your immediate proximity, Rook, will take a swipe. It's a critical failure. What the fuck? Well, they were rolling awfully high, like for a lot of that fight. So one, and he's barely
eventually.
Yeah, it's got to give. He's barely able to muster a stroke at you, Rook. And then, Mickey's had his turn. He groaned. And we're back to the top of the order.
Top of the order,
Steve.
Unless Krizblik is going to do something.
So that guy ran off.
Well, you'd still see him running. Yep, you see him running past the dock building up into the first entry streets from the dock into Polb. And I mean, I should say, you know, this entire time it's been mostly you and this fight and brigands, but there were a lot of people who immediately cleared off the dock. And I think we can imagine while the whole thing was going on, I mean, there have been people, you know, walking by, but mostly near the end of this battle, it's just you guys and bloodshed, but no screams from passersby.
So these guys around, how many guys are around Mickey? Are they all, are they still
four,
like Julius Caesaring him? Or?
Yeah, the four around Mickey have all taken some shatter damage, but otherwise they seem to be concentrated on Mickey.
And the guy that ran, I can't. He's out of range. I can't throw a dagger in the back of his skull or anything.
He's out of dagger throwing range. How far can your owl fly?
60.
So your owl is probably in range to still. Yeah, you could. Your owl could fly and see where he's going, but you have now lost him as he ducks in around the first building, and all you really see are strangers and unfamiliar faces where your quarry has disappeared into the crowds.
Well, I guess what I'll do is I'm just gonna keep clearing guys off of Mickey here. So same thing. Owl's gonna dive bomb a dude, and then I'm going to light him up. I'm out of spells, so I'm just gonna throw two daggers. So I'm gonna hit the one guy with a power shot, and then I'm gonna try to hit another one with just a regular shot. Hopefully. And then I'm gonna hit him with that power shot. So that is a 16 or a 19. Anyway.
Either way, that hits these lancers.
So 1 plus 5, 6, 16 damage to that guy.
Whoa. Nasty. 16 damage will take him below his breathing and living threshold.
Thank God. It's like, fuck, that's 30 hit points.
Secondary attack to the, I guess, one of the other two remaining ones off for my offhand. And that is just a regular attack. And that is 20. Not that critical, though. And that, yeah, that hits for 3 damage.
Woo! So this is the fellow to your left who's taken thorn damage. And he only takes 3 damage now?
Just takes 3 for the second attack. And I'll yell like, "Hey, quit picking on Mickey!"
Oh, so yeah, you've definitely grabbed their attention, Steve, with your death dealing. And furthermore, shouting at them to leave... Now, did you say leave Mickey alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you said leave Durham alone.
Yeah. Okay, you shout, "Hey, leave Mickey alone," in a moment of perhaps, haste. All right.
What's the name of the badger?
Rook, you're up.
No one can leave the room.
More than 10 brigands.
Hey, yeah, it's okay if everybody that heard that dies.
Yeah.
We're good.
So, well, I'm only left with the guy immediately to my right there that I just, right? So,
yes.
I'm going after him, both my melee attacks. So, I will roll.
Slap chop?
Yeah. First one is a 17.
17 hits.
Yeah. Second one is a 19.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so both hit.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, my first sword hits at a 8 plus my crimson rite, so that's a 10.
Yeah.
He's
a goner.
Yeah, okay.
He's a goner.
So on my first hit, he just crumples into oblivion.
I do like the theater of the mind of Rook, like, going to thrust his second sword in there and being like, "Huh. Oh, okay, yeah. Whatever. The walk-off knockout."
Yeah, I'm a little dissatisfied, you know. I'm just like, I didn't get to hit him with my second sword. Really? Damn.
So, Rook, dissatisfied with the pile of bodies around you, you shrug backwards as, Belleg, you were taking note of this last little flourish here. And around you, there are now no more breathers. And we are now at...
Oh, I'm going to turn and yeah. I'm going to pull my... Sorry, for my last bit of action here. I'm going to turn and I'm actually going to pull my longbow out. And I'm going to take aim at the guys around Gurm.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, we're now at the last sort of... I guess the southern phalanx here who appeared from down at the docks building, you're well within range of them, Rook, and you can see three within striking distance of Mickey. And you're going to draw your longbow?
No, there are only two left.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Sorry, only two. I'd got to put the X over this fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. For my turn, I think I've only got the ability to turn... Well, disengage my short swords, which would end my Crimson Rite, so I'll gain back my 8 hit points. That'll bring back 19, and I'm going to bring out my my longbow.
Whoa. 8 brings you up to 19?
Yeah, because I took 18 damage to imbue my...
Yeah, DM, see what you do to us?
Yikes. Okay, so you came back from the brink there, and as you release your crimson magic, you're restoring your own hit points, you're back up to something resembling not hurty, and yeah, there are two. You were right there, Belleg. There's only two left. I'm trying to have a bit of Mickey.
And it's my I'm up, right?
Belleg, you're up, and you have made it just to the point. Yeah, so... Oh, I thought you made it up onto the topmost part of the dock. I guess not.
Yeah, no. I was, like, here, so...
Okay, let's say 30. You are mid-parkour. You are mid-parkour jumping up this wall, and you can move 30 feet from wherever you are.
Yep. I want to be just outside of melee range. Yeah. So there... And I'm going to Eldritch Blast this guy, who is the hexed one. Oh, shit. And that's a 14.
That'll hit.
Yes. Oh, shit, yeah. That's a 10. Plus damage. 5. That's 15 damage.
Hey! Whoa! Okay.
But I killed this guy, right?
Oh, yeah. You dealt more than 15 damage?
I dealt 15 damage, yeah.
Oh, wow. Fuck. Exactly. Okay.
There's a finger point, baby. His veins all start turning black until they reach the top of his head, and then his eyes just roll back and he falls backwards. That was some Eldritch Blast action right there.
Ooh. A black internal pressure goo. The worst. Belleg, you're now looking at one fellow in front of you, and what's left in your move?
Nothing but an interaction, so I'm gonna take my pointer finger from the guy I just killed, move it to the guy that's standing there, and wink.
Alright. See if he sees your wink.
Oh. Do we want to keep anyone alive, or do we want to just kill one?
I gotta say, critical fail. That guy just rolled a crit 1, so he totally sees your wink, Belleg, and he is disturbed.
Good.
He has paused what he's doing as he sees all of his flanking lancers here being really reduced to nothing.
Steve, do you think we can apprehend him before he kills Mickey?
The last guy, can we intimidate him maybe, or?
I'm too far away to really do
that. Could I roll intimidation check on that point?
Yeah, roll intimidation, and this guy who has, he's got a strange sigil on his breastplate, it's a snail, and he starts to back away. Roll intimidation.
Pretty slow.
That's 12 plus 5, so 17.
And now he's frozen in place as your wink, as the gravitas of the situation and your wink sort of rests on his mind, he realizes he's the only one left.
You done, son?
That's when he knew he fucked up.
Okay, he's nice.
Mickey is, you can see, don't moving.
Don't kill him, Mick. I mean, Germ.
But the pool of blood around Mickey is now larger than the perimeter of Lance's, and one of them still protrudes from his leg.
So he'll,
is he conscious or is he?
We all have Steve. You're closest to him, and I'd say we're out of initiative at the moment. You have a terrified and stunned brigand with the snail breastplate, and you have a bloodbath and pulpy appendages on the lower level, and snarling Krizblik Kaitoa, you rush down there. What do you do?
I try and console him.
And roll an animal handling on
her.
We all have healing potions that
potentially healing potions. They could be
Yeah, we're not sure.
Yeah.
Glasses of water.
But hey, who's better to test them out on than Gurm?
Yeah, Gurm could probably use a couple.
So I got a 10.
Oh, 10 will do it.
Sweet.
Meets it, beats it.
Krizblik immediately turns around Kaitoa and seems 100% reassured that whatever had perturbed her is now gone.
Sweet. Hop on.
Beleg runs to the guy who's like frozen, sitting down, and is the guy standing right now, or is he like on one knee, or what?
He is still brandishing his melee weapon. Looks like a short sword. He's backing away and looking furtively and nervously from you and to Gurm and over your shoulder to Steve, and trying as much as he can to inch backwards. But he's holding your gaze, Beleg.
We All can't right, let him go because he heard call him Mickey, right? So either we either take him down or kill him.
Hey, think you could run faster than one of these? I'll just be flipping the dagger.
Oh, is Steve gonna roll intimidation?
I'm gonna try. that is, what's my oh god, that's a 10.
Say again. Okay. There.
Steve tried to intimidate with a 10.
Okay, Steve. What did you shout out again?
I said, hey, do you think you can run faster than one of these? I'm flipping one of my spikes in hand.
Oh, and you're flipping and you're indicating your dagger.
Yeah, you can run if you want, but I think I'll catch up to you pretty quickly.
Okay, he's met your gaze and it just doesn't say a word, but starts to lower his short sword, although he's not dropped it, and he's still inching backwards towards the edge of the jetty.
Can I throw a dagger at his foot?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Roll a dexterity.
17 plus 5.
That's real close to his foot.
between his toes.
It's bullseye, and you seem to split his leather boots right up the seam between his big toe and the next major toe, and he stops dead in his tracks.
I'll give him a little finger wag. No, no.
Okay, and he's shaking his head and puts down
Beleg would
his
like
sword.
To move here
it hits with a clang. Say again, Beleg?
Oh, Beleg moves behind him.
Okay, his sword clangs down, and Beleg, in a moment, you're behind him.
Yeah, I'm behind him and do the old, like, kick the back of his knee and grab his wrist just to incapacitate him a little bit.
Okay, so you've probably just, in the moment, grappled this guy.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Rook, you're, what are you up to?
I'm going to move here, and I am going to turn and just put my back to the situation and just kind of keep a watch out. I mean, we've had a bunch of groups roll up on us, so I'm going to keep a watch out for anybody that's trying to roll up on us. And I'm actually going to take a healing potion at this point in time.
Oh, I'm excited to see what happens.
Tastes delicious.
So I've got potentially two of them if they are what we think they are. So yeah. So with a healing potion, am I rolling? What am I rolling? Just a d20?
Drink it and let Rob tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. In this case, Beleg, you're pretty sure what you purchased was like a potion of healing, which will give you 2d4 plus 2.
2d4 plus 2?
That's right.
Okay, so 2d4 plus 2. Come on, Papa needs a new pair of shoes. Okay, so first one's a 1. Second one is a 1.
What? Snake eyes? Plus 2?
Yeah, so I got a 4.
So you consume, you pop off the cap of this little vial, and as you agitate it, it glows a dull red. You down this thing, and you feel a resurgence. And I'm not sure whether this is something that Rook would have ever sampled or imbued before, but this is a strange feeling, and you feel reinvigorated, and even some of the more grievous wounds that you incurred in this battle, you actually feel them to be less painful.
I'm going to turn to the rest of the crew and kind of give them the thumbs up, like, yeah, this is the healing thing.
Yay!
Likey.
I didn't waste all my gold.
Robin, can I start looting the bodies down on the bottom there?
Kaitoa, you're absolutely going through various shorn limbs and gutted badger clawed bodies.
Yeah.
And so is Grim alive?
Yeah, what's up, Grim?
Someone get that man a potion.
No response from Gurm.
Okay.
I'm indisposed. I'm like grappling the other guy right now, so.
Yeah, I can medicine. Can I use a medicine skill to see if I can, if he needs to be put back together or if he's dead or alive or.
So you can roll a medicine to analyze the wounds.
I mean, if it comes down to it, I've got one more spell and I can use a cure wound spell on him, but if I can do it with medicine, my medicine skill instead to bind his wounds.
You cheeky monkey, I thought you were out of spells.
No, I got one more slot.
Nice.
So medicine is 19 altogether.
Nice.
Got that wisdom check.
Yeah. So what's your goal here, Steve?
Well, I want to make sure he's alive, and if he is bleeding out, in a state of bleeding out, bind his wounds. And if I can't do it by way of medicine, then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on him.
Okay. You see a real problem when it comes to flesh wounds and potentially critical organs. You know, there's definitely, medical knowledge and battlefield knowledge that no textbook can teach you. And, Steve, you can tell not just the wounds in his extremities that are maybe puncturing a couple arteries. There's a lot of blood. You can maybe tie those off. He's got a lance in his gut.
Spit some gorp in it and put a band in
it. Just some tree bark that I found. Yeah,
just chew up a root, spit it in it, put a bandage on it. It's just this spear hanging out of it. And you just spit gorp into it.
A ring of gorp around the spear. And
he needs time. He needs time.
Yeah, the spear will eventually work its way out. It's like a really, really big sliver.
Body will reject it.
By way of magical means, would I be able to remove the spear and cure wounds on him?
Yeah, if you have the spell slots for it, you can try performing that on him.
I will use my last slot.
It's the final spell slot.
That is... Fuck.
Eat that song.
God damn it. Oh, now he's dead.
Bellic killed Gurm.
So I give him 3 plus my ability modifier, 5 hit points.
Oh, that's not bad. So what's that, 1d8?
1d8 plus my spellcasting ability modifier.
Ooh, what'd you roll, like 2?
I 3.
Ooh.
3 plus 2, so for 5 altogether.
All right. You lay your hands on the fellow you know as Gurm and imbue him with some healing. A real trial for you, Steve, to call up these magics, but they are successful. And you see Gurm immediately come to and sputter blood.
Always a wild day with you bunch. Dorophil, get to Dorophil. Dorophil, the dwarf. My pipe.
And he shouts for his pipe.
I assume he's got it in his jacket somewhere.
Yeah, you normally see him put it in his like breast pocket. Or
I'll see if I can find it. Put it in his hand.
Yeah, sure. You go retrieve his pipe from his jacket pocket, and what do you do?
I put it in his hand and bring his hand up to his face.
Put it in my lips, boy!
Get the good shit.
Yeah.
Now, down the left breast pocket, fill it with the green leaf.
All right.
Don't laugh, boy. It's serious. Can't you see what kind of trouble we're in here?
Sure.
Thank you. I feel like I'm not on death's doorstep, but... Gotta get me to a medic.
Mickey took a harsh hit off the toke of life.
Okay, and he's lighting up his pipe and seems to have turned around, but yeah, these wounds are grievous.
No, Rook, you can't go start looting the bodies.
And yeah, speaking of body looting, yeah. Kaitoa, of the 6 bodies that you've pawed over, one stands out. There's clearly one that is the one who took a lot more finesse to put down. Yep. And he seems to have a bit of a satchel that none of the others have. And inside it, you find a folded piece of parchment. And on that parchment, you find a rudimentary but clear drawing of the good ship Sea Pickle.
Ooh.
Hmm. Who knew?
Who knew it'd be?
Can I move 30 feet towards these bodies here?
Oh shit, there's also a guy with a snail sigil, right?
Yep. That's the guy that's alive currently. That you've got.
Yeah.
Yes, certainly, Rook, you start to go back to most of those guys who you took down, and Beleg, this fellow is now struggling beneath your grasp. He doesn't want to be held, but he has dropped his weapon, and now starts to plaintively say,
I didn't do nothing.
Why are you here?
The Darth Vader?
Yeah.
He kind of tries to turn around.
Is that a devil?
Yes.
I was just picked up on the farms. I'll join this band of brigands. Or tell what to get told. I don't know what you devil man want.
I walk up and shove this picture of the sea pickle in his face and say, "What do you know about this?"
This is a different group, though, isn't it?
Is it?
We're not sure.
Yeah.
We're not sure. True.
They all came once.
Yeah, so totally, Kaitoa, you now take this, shove it into this guy's face, and, sir, would you ask him?
What do you know about this?
I don't know anything about it, other than I was supposed to stay with these here, and take out, it was supposed to take out.
Who's that?
Yeah, what did they tell you to do?
Anybody on the docks? Raiding docks? I've been raiding docks for weeks with these lads. At the southern docks, we got, like, a real cash grab. Boats pull up, a swarm them, don't you know? Me and the bloods.
Oh, Bellic fucking stabs him through the back.
Well, and he's dead.
And what? That's a 20 attack okay. roll.
Okay, he's dead.
Yeah. How's Mickey doing?
Fuck that guy. Little fucking bandit bitch.
Alright.
Okay, as the body collapses in front of you, Beleg, and you let him drop to the ground with an unceremonious slump, yeah, Mickey is somewhat revived and puffing on his pipe, but supine on the ground.
I'm going to pick up the coins that were over here, and then I'm going to loot these bodies.
Okay, the jingly coins that you remarked during the heat of battle. Yeah, you do collect them.
How much do I get?
Yeah, they are numerous. You get about 20 silver pieces.
Woo!
Nice. About 350.
About
350. About 350.
And off the
Sorry,
main
how many
fellow
pieces was that?
What is it, 20?
20, yeah. Okay. 20 silver pieces.
Off that main guy who bobbed and weaved and parried with your rook, you discover a drawing of the sea pickle.
They both have ruins.
Alright, I guess. Have we looked at this third group of guys?
The third group, of which one remains just in his death throes, slumped forward after being stabbed in the back by Beleg. This third group you haven't investigated yet.
Well, I'll loot the fucker that I killed.
Steve is in exasperation. Steve is like, what the fuck? We could have got more information, something out of him. Oh.
The young man that you murdered, Beleg, seems to have no identifying markers other than like a small... looks like he's got like a small slingshot. He's a young lad.
I'll take the slingshot.
Okay, you take a small, well-fashioned slingshot.
The sigil on the armor of this guy that Beleg just killed, is it present on the rest of these guys?
No, this guy has a snail that looks like it's been hand-painted onto his breastplate. I mean, none of these guys seem to have a cohesive raiment or any kind of markings.
So it's not like the Jets or the Vipers or the no. the slippery snails. Okay. And they're not wearing particular colors or anything. Like, it seemed like there was three teams of these guys. They're not. They're just ragtag groups of brigands.
Other than their weapons and their tactics, nothing seems to connect them.
Beleg asks Mickey if he knows anything about these guys. Mickey drew his weapon before anybody attacked us, so he knew something was up.
Are you trying to get an answer out of Mickey?
Yeah. Mickey, what do you know about these guys? You were the first person to draw your weapon.
In between sputtering blood and puffing on his pipe, he looks over at you, Beleg, and says,
The docks have never been this bad. The south docks are great, but...
And a little bit of blood comes out from his mouth.
These guys over here had a picture of the sea pickle, and I point to the lower dock.
What?
Yeah. Here, drink this potion. And let's go see if you can ascertain anything from those guys. And I give him one of the healing potions.
Oh, okay. Can you roll... well, let's see, actually. Can you pick odds or evens, Beleg?
Odds.
So odds is in your favor?
Yeah.
It's a 3.
Sweet.
Okay, so can you roll 2d4 plus 4?
That's a 4. That's a 2 plus 4, so 10.
10. This vial, as you shake it, it seems to agitate a little bit more than you might expect, and it even starts to glow a little bit red. You give it to Mickey. He kind of slobbers this thing down, and he regains a lot of vitality right in front of your eyes. And you get the impression, Beleg, that was a potion of greater healing.
I did it.
And Mickey immediately pulls the lance out of the back of his leg without effort and casts it on the ground.
Picks it up and adds it to his inventory.
Haven't felt that since a long time ago. Oh, maybe 100 years ago. Healing potions. Where'd you get that, boys?
You pick things up.
Yeah, well, let me pick up this pitcher of the pickle.
And he thrusts his hand out and asks for the pitcher.
You've got it right, Katoa.
Yep.
Give it to him?
Yeah.
Well, it's a terrible rendition. And there's no flattery to the pickle. Rook, what you got over there?
And he's calling to you, Rook, as you pick up the last coins and bits that you've managed to salvage from your dispatched foes.
I'll turn and, well, walk towards him and hand him the sea pickle drawing that I have. Here you go, Gurm.
I feel faint, boys. I feel like I've lost a lot of blood. But I don't want to go anywhere other than the safe house. South Wall District, Dorophil, the dwarf. Take the sea pickle and sink her.
What?
And sink her.
Scuttle the sea pickle. No time to hold on to material things.
All right.
Scuttle the sea pickle.
He seems to swoon a bit. And that's Beleg, where we'll leave you guys tonight.
Oh, I was going to say Beleg cast shatter on the sea pickle.
Steve's already got a lit brand.
Yeah, I was like, sea pickle. Everyone's really happy to destroy that boat.
So no hesitation there.
We gotta find Dorophil the Explorer.
Yeah. Dorophil. Okay, night guys.
Good job, guys. Thanks, Kim.
One guy's hit, I think. Who's the guy with the skull? What was that for again?
He had a pretty heavy damage. That was the Hellish Rebuke.
Hellish Rebuke, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rebuke, the Hellish Rebuke. And then Broken Skull is hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Fuck, okay. Thank God for roll 20.
Oh, fuck. This is so much easier than Theater of the Mind.
This would be a nightmare for Theater of the Mind.
And roll 20 will be taking sponsorship soon.
Yeah.
my owl flies up past to this guy here.